So until next time, I'll see you in the streets or on some weird mountain stop in the middle of Tucson, Arizona. And I just smelt a skunk. I hope it's not close enough. What's good, everyone? After a long, hard week, I decided to take a ride up Mount Lemmon. Now, I'm only about halfway up to the pinnacle, but I wanted to share some insight on today's podcast about what I experienced this week in a little mishaps first thing in the morning. I mean, who grabs a legit lesson about photography when they're just making coffee? Yeah, I just wanted to share some thoughts. Very, very beautiful up here. Actually, the temperature dropped about, what was it? About 15 degrees almost immediately when I hit 5,000 feet. I wasn't expecting to see snow and ice up here, which is really kind of foolish at the end of January, but yeah, that's not what I was expecting, and that's definitely what I've seen. You're definitely going to see that in the B-roll, so make sure you tune into that. If you're just listening, make sure you check my Instagram photos, because I'm definitely going to post a lot of stuff. I don't get into nature a lot when I'm working, but when I do, I really feel like it's a good recharge. Now, I've linked with a really, really fun team in the NFT space. We met on Twitter. Big up P and Era. Love you guys. It's been a blast learning that market, learning the editing techniques, and just improving my own street photography via the work that I'm doing in the NFT space. I hopped onto Midjourney a few months ago, and now every morning I make at least one piece of digital art. It's just a fun exercise. I knew when I was first introduced to NFTs that it was going to be the beginning of a big thing. Popularity has waned, and that's fine. Some of the true creators and people that are in it for the long term are still there, still doing good work. Glad to meet y'all. But let's get back to the lesson. So this morning I woke up super tired. It's been a long week, haven't really slept very well. I actually was trying to curb that. I knew I was going to wake up a little later than normal. A little bit after 5 was when I finally rolled out of bed. I think it was about 5:05. And I prepped my coffee pot. I had the water in there, had my filter ready, coffee's ready to go, 2 scoops, press brew, and then I hit the shower, get ready, coffee's ready for me first thing when I hop out. So here's the catch, right? Like, first thing in the morning, it's Friday. I knew I was gonna have some extra time to do some photo work, and I thought I kind of hedged the fact that I was just super tired. I didn't. I hop out the shower, getting dressed, getting ready to make some NFT art, and I realized that my coffee wasn't made. Now, why wasn't the coffee made? Well, because it didn't press brew. And that seems really silly, right? Like, what does this have to do with photography? Well, I got into the NFT space because I felt execution and learning something firsthand was super essential for where I'm headed long term as a photographer, creator, publisher. And it dawned on me. It's like, okay, so I've made it this far with the coffee process, right? Like, I'm all prepped. It's almost like planning a book project. It's like, okay, so you know what photos you want to do. You obviously have a theme. You have your editor ready. Everything's chopped down. You know, you're ready for the publisher. You're getting all that process done. But what makes the difference between someone who's published and not? Pressing the button to brew. That's the beauty of what I've learned in the NFT space, in the entrepreneur space, and everyone I've met online during this creative adventure. You have to execute. You have to press the button to brew the coffee. Meaning, you have to try different styles. And you don't have to. I mean, you know, like, you do you. For me, I have to try different styles. I have to try the NFT style. I have to try the nature photography. I know that I'm going to be steeped in street photography no matter what city I visit. Whether it's Vegas potentially next month, certainly Chicago sometime this year. The brew button on my coffee maker is the execution. That's the crux of everything. Because I don't know how good that coffee is going to be until I hit brew. I don't know how good my NFT work, my street photography, my nature photography, and my publishing is going to be until I press on, until I execute. Those are some of the really fun lessons you get to learn as you go out there and experiment and make mistakes. I've done it, I mean, a dozen times at least, as I've explored different types of communication, whether it's in podcasting, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's with my art or photography alone. It's about pressing on. I want to brew this, see how it turns out, and if I like the results, I'll make another pot. And if not, I'll move on. Or there's always that middle road. It's never and or. As a culture, we're obsessed, at least in the mainstream, with and or. We have polar opposites. It doesn't make any sense. All the mistakes that I've made in the NFT world and in my photography venture, and really as a professional journalist, I've taken those lessons with. So it was essential for me to take those mistakes to the forefront, to the next level. And it was just a beautiful reminder of execution. It's about execution, because I'm not gonna know until I execute. I'm not gonna know how good that coffee is until I press brew. I don't know how good this photograph's gonna be until I click that shutter. I also don't know how good my editing is going to be or how much it's going to improve and what I'm gonna bring into the next level until I press start. So this is execution talk. You know, execution is about not caring about the results. We're a process-based entity if we're a real artist. That I gleaned from skateboarding as a kid, where we just wanted to be out. We wanted to be in the process. We wanted to be in the mix. Sure, getting the trick is dope. I mean, that's the crux, right? Getting the good photo, getting the good trick, making a good pot of coffee or a good meal, that is the goal when, you know, that's the mode you're in. But how do you get there? You need to execute. And I'm gonna make mistakes and I'm gonna get results that I don't like, but I have to perform. I have to get to the precipice where it's okay for me to go out there and say, hey, that didn't work out. Or like, okay, that kind of worked out. I liked this element. I liked that element. Not to be a broken record, but that is what I'm learning from the NFT space. I got into a different style creating digital art by simply pressing the wrong button in Photoshop. I'm not kidding. I literally pressed the wrong toggle. What I did is I just dropped the hue. And I can show you a screenshot of that. I dropped the hue accidentally and it popped my color something crazy. And I was like, ooh, wait a minute. How can I apply this? How can I mess with this? Now, even with my traditional street photography work, that is where I'm going. I can't wait at that point of the process to execute that step of taking that hue and really messing with it. And the results? So on this lovely weekend, whether you're having a tough week or a really great week, continue to execute. Share your thoughts with me, because I love to take in all that information and see how I can absorb it and use it and make it my own. That's why I'm here today in a snowy picnic area to let you know it's okay to execute. It's absolutely okay, and for me, encouraged to make the mistakes.